Welcome to another exciting episode of the So Nigerian Podcast. Today we are back with another exciting episode. Normally. And today we have a very, very interesting guest. This guy is a Mr. Do-All. And he's also a professional house hunter.
He recently
acquired a new property. He didn't rent a new apartment. He acquired a new property.
Please.
Emmanuel, nice to have you here.
Thank you. Please. Did he acquire a new property?
let him introduce himself.
You fear kidnappers.
I heard they are now on somebody's road, so let me not say anything.
Don't give us what you mean.
Yes, and this episode is proudly powered by Money Point.
If you don't have
a Money Point personal banking account, you are dulling yourself. You are playing games.
Missing out on a lot.
Bro, just their savings. My own is that you are missing out on that. Even if you are not missing out on any other thing, their savings features is what we are missing out the most. So last episode, we talked about some interesting things about agents, saving plan, as a young Nigerian, you being able to afford a standard rent, you know. Some people sent in their dilemmas, and the first one I'm actually going to talk about, I'm going to read this from Mr. Adeda. I feel like I should call this person Mr. just because the way this guy composed the email was just so professional. Like, we just see professionalism.
Did he put Mr. in the name?
He did not.
Adetayo.
That's a nice name, by the way. Shout out to you. Actually, the first person to even said anything. I think probably like 30 minutes after the episode was released.
Wait, so are there misters that listen to this podcast?
The way he composes, it's not like our usual, you know, you're serious people. Our Spotify Q&A, those of you who dislike Q&A. Before you go, you guys should make sure you subscribe and comment down below any additions or subtractions you have on the episode. And make sure you share it to your brothers and sisters and fellow professional house hunters that want to acquire a new property like Emmanuel.
I've gotten a job title.
Those are added to your LinkedIn.
Those are added. Oh, yeah, Mr. Yeah, I won't call you Mr. Adedayo says, quick insight team. He started the email with quick insight. He said, obviously, last episode we had Melody with us. Shout out to Melody.
Shout out to Melody and Marie.
So she was like, I support Melody. Both monthly and yearly payments has its pros and cons. However, I will shed more light on the monthly payment options. That is, how most rent payments are made abroad. You can tell Mr. Adida is in Nigeria.
You don't jump on. That's why I can easily...
It doesn't want to be like a money that was just acquiring properties.
That's why it's giving us insights.
Yes.
You should come and do it
again. Yeah, and I think it's the best because it seems like it's someone that has paid rent monthly abroad and has payments
yearly.
So he said, now as finance professionals, we believe in opportunity costs. Let's use you guys' example of 2.5 million. If damaged rent is 2.5 million, as a finance professional, we would opt for monthly payment if the interest is reasonable. So 2.5 million divided by 12 is 208,300. So, let's say you do the math for it.
I don't sharply calculate them. 208,000. You know, the last episode we had to do more calculations.
Why would we go for this? We believe that if Dami pays 208.3 in January, Dami can invest the remaining amount if he has all or part and put such money in further use. That is, use money to make money, either through investments or businesses. Thus, we would most times go for the convenience option, that is paying monthly if the payment is reasonable, and that way we can put the remaining funds to better use. And Melody, Ibadan is lovely to stay. I can totally relate. I lived in Lagos all my life before relocating, but studied in Oyo. So I spent good amount of time in Ibadan. Housing is crazily cheap there. I remember I usually say Ibadan is the only place you have a meeting at 8 a.m. and you can leave your house at 7:30 or 7:45. Where bike, no, they go for Ibadan.
Nowhere.
So, man, what do you think about is as finance professional, his angle of like investment?
Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense. So if there's, and it's not just applies to rent. If you can put a little bit of money into something, then invest the rest. That money can give you more return. So by the time 12 months is rounding up, you're already earning a little bit more than you were earning as at the time you started paying monthly rent.
Okay.
But if you are paying yearly rent, you put that money at once, whoa, then you now start thinking about your life. I'm speaking from experience, right? So you put that kind of money down and you're already thinking, okay. So, but yeah, it actually makes a lot of sense.
I also I agree with him in the sense of like, if you have, maybe you're taking in yearly rent aspects, you know, you're putting a certain amount of money every month into an investment scheme or something, or savings where like you're getting interest, like a source of that can be in terms of money point saving destiny that is giving you 15% or 12% depending on the saving feature you pick on the app. You can now say, okay, you now try investment, the return of investment ROI that can give you like 9%, 10% in 8 months or 9 months, you actually get more money and you actually be comfortable.
Yeah.
So I think I like the idea that it's coming with. And
but I mean, for me, sure, that thing comes with context again, because in a country like that, like ours, I don't think that can exactly work here. Because for example, now if my rent is, let's say my rent is 1 million.
Yes.
If I want to make that 1 million in 12 months, I think I'll have to save, let's say, 100K or let's say 90K monthly, and maybe let's say my salary is like 300K. The truth is, it's not every month I will have that 90K
to give, fair.
Because things always come up, you understand? So me, for a system like ours, like a country like ours, I think that the yearly thing actually is a great idea.
It's a great idea. I can't lie to you. Moving on, we have another fan mail from Benjamin Ebley. Anytime I get an email from Benjamin, we are watching this, Benjamin Ebley, I beg, try to simplify your English.
Benjamin. No, they make us go dictionary.
Benjamin, I beg. Benjamin, I'm looking at you directly. Like, if you're watching the YouTube episode, please, I'm begging you.
Tell him to look into your eyes.
And they go through glossary and dictionary reading me. So Benjamin starts. The people who had their palm kernel cracked for them by the gods do not know what it takes to crack a palm kernel.
Intro.
Then he says, house hunting in Nigeria is definitely a Herculean task. If you inherit a house or have not lived outside your parents' abode and their enclave, you will not appreciate the challenges of renting an apartment and accommodation in Nigeria. Countless times I will see a nice apartment,
preach,
agree with the agent and landlord on rent, only for me to come back and discover that someone else has offered the higher amount and paid faster than I could pay. You snooze, you lose.
First come, first serve.
Another agent was forcing me to pay up to 2 years rent up front. And for these unprofessional house agents, I won't say much. I'll just buy them recharge card, pay for their transportation. I'm not paying inspection fee. Anyways, thank God, say I don't jackpot.
My guy don't escape.
Nothing concerning my inspection fee again.
So he stressed us. He stressed us with this English just to tell us.
Don't jackpot. Nice one. Congratulations.
Well, Benjamin. Well done. Benjamin, nice one. Like, I agree with you in that sense of, you know, in the sense of how challenging it is. And does that thing actually happen that you people agree and then they would sell?
Yes, it's almost.
When you said that, yes, I think it happened to you.
So, I mean, in the past 2-3 years, I've looked for a house like twice. So, it happened in 2022 when I was several times, like, got really frustrating. So, you've already agreed, you've already filled form, you've given them your passport, you've given them, they've asked for your grandfather's village and everything. Then you're like, oh, okay.
Do they ask for passport?
Yes.
Not international passport, like,
passport photography.
I think it's an international passport.
You ask your father's maiden name, maybe your mother's maiden name.
Everything you ask you.
Yeah.
Then even like, they've carried it. Don't worry, I'll look for another one for you. And it happens.
You've already paid.
No, you've paid the inspection fee. You've paid for the form and everything. So they say, don't worry.
It actually happened to me. What happened?
How long did you wait?
That night.
wait. You filled the form.
I saw the house in the afternoon.
wait. Got the same day.
That same day. I filled the form at night, sent the form back, then got a call back that someone has paid. That same day.
I don't understand.
It happened. So what happened? This, even my represent house hunt, it would have happened to me if not that the person, me and him went to inspect the place on the same day.
Like the person who was supposed to take the house. Thing.
Yes.
Because people are looking for houses.
Competition. Bro, see, like when I was selling for house, like all the agents were telling me, bro, like you have to be fast to somebody's looking for something.
I feel like that thing just hurry you up to pay.
No, it's real. So you're looking at the house and be like, this house, it has this, it has that. Like, why you are still analyzing? Someone has taken the house.
But you have to think well and proper. You have to think well and proper now. Your house is where you want to stay. Like you can't rush that kind of decision.
I went to inspect the house on Friday. The guy told me that I should pay that Friday or less. It was going. I said, not possible now. That highest on Monday. Because I have to like reflect and see if this is. Because I have to. Guys, before I paid for my house, I watched the videos I made like 15 times just to be sure that I wanted the space. So on Monday, I now paid. The guy now told me that I did very lucky. That someone was about to pay 300k extra. Say,
wow.
I'm telling you that because the person's coming from the UK and like he needs a place to stay like for the next 1 year. So he was like, I want to pay 300k. But because I've already like, I came with a friend that he knows that he did not just want to. Bro, it's actually crazy.
But Emmanuel's zone is crazier because what do you mean the same day? After filling form.
So what makes the whole thing complex a lot of the time is all these agents. You are now working with the direct agent that has contact with the landlord.
Yeah.
So you can be working with someone, you can be working with the third or fourth party.
Yeah.
So by the time the fourth party agent has collected your details and processed, the direct agent says, what are you talking about?
I've already given out to someone.
Yes, already. So the trick is to actually look for someone that...
Who knows the landlord.
Yeah.
So that was actually what saved me recently was the agents.
If I getting tips from professional house hunter, know somebody that
is a professional.
Know somebody that knows.
This is the first time.
Please.
Know somebody that knows the landlord.
From him too.
So recently, when I mentioned that me and the guy went to the place at the same time, another agent took him there. The another agent took me there.
It's the one out.
But I wasn't worried because my agent is the direct. So the other person immediately started. Deposited something and my director said, no, we don't know you, we need to know you first. Return his money. Who are you? Where did you come from? What do you do? And all of that. He didn't like him, and that was how I was lucky. If not, they had already paid before even asking. They've not even asked him for money.
Did they ask you for your tribe?
No, they didn't ask me for tribe. They just
another thing,
they asked me for my CV, sir.
In CV.
Dead.
Why? Why? Like, if I ask you for CV,
they asked me for my CV. That's
like, you actually showed your CV.
I attached it to an email.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Speaking of this thing of asking for tribe, I've had some instances. I think my older sister one time she wanted to rent a house or something, and I had to follow her. They needed a male figure.
I don't envy single ladies looking for houses in Lagos.
Those are people that have it harder. Single women.
Fact. They say, why are you not married? Even me too, when I went to my house, they actually asked if I was married. So one of the houses I went to check, they said the landlady doesn't like people that are single people.
Oh.
Even if you have the money, like I was telling the guy this one, because it was actually a very nice piece and it was cheap. 2-bedroom for like 800k or so. Like it's actually very cheap. Where they were like, if you're not married, if you're not married, then there was one other criteria. I think she said she wants Delta people or something like that. That's what she said. So that's why
I have a friend. My friend, he went to check a house and it's a 3-bedroom, and none of them are Yoruba. One of them is Yoruba, but he's not really, really into it. Can't speak, like, nobody. So he got there and the landlord was like, it's only Yoruba. So they not carried the one person.
That
cannot hold the conversation in full Yoruba. He can't hold the conversation in full Yoruba. So it was very... They lost the house, yeah. And they were so pained. Because
we changed it for Yoruba guy. And I went to those
people. The only Yoruba guy that could have won them the house.
The guy is not Yoruba like that.
This thing is funny, but it's not meant to be funny.
Yo, it's quite funny. It's
because what does tribe have to do with?
Bro, it's actually crazy, man.
There are some compounds you see that everybody there is Igbo. Everybody there is Yoruba.
It's not nice. And typically, if I have that kind of, some people are patient enough to try and reason with the landlord and be like, oh, this is who I am, this is what I do, and the landlord ends up respecting you and giving you the place. But most of the time, once I hear that, I'm like, no, this is going to cause
exactly
other problems. Because
it's from that thing you will know problematic landlords.
Exactly. Must be very difficult for women, man, because single ladies, may you know, come be Yoruba.
That's the worst.
You have your man. Let's say you are a content creator.
You don't get CV. You just ring light an iPhone.
How do you find out, bro?
Guy, I'm going to kill you.
But yeah, like, moving on. Toy Mustafa on the Spotify Q&A says, I went to see a room self-contained one time and the roof was very, very, very low. And I'm short too. And the window was very, very small. I complained to this agent and the agent said, my dear, don't stay here with your family. Manage that.
Guys, it is actually very wicked because conditions that they will not put themselves in, they will want you to be in that condition. Why?
You tell them, I don't like this place. You say it's your taste, man. What do you mean it's my taste? The roof is about to fall over my head. You say it's my taste.
There was no house I had to check. The tile was already coming out. Like, I don't know what happened, but the tile was already.
Then
like,
you just fix it.
Yes, don't worry. Like, before I come inside, they will fix it. That's, you know, that voila. I refer the agent to another person like month after. That thing was still there. They hadn't fixed it.
Okay, she literally said, I'm short too. Then imagine a short person saying the roof is low. And then the agent said, you don't stay there with your family. As how?
Girl, you don't kill me.
And the other says, been house hunting for like 2 months now, and I have lost weight. Please, if you know anyone moving out, please help my life. Lagos won't take my life.
This is not my resizer. I'm still recovering, so I can relate.
Professional ass answer here, you know.
Oh God!
Do you know what's killing me about this? Anyola, it's just 2 months. Just 2 months. Isaac did for 1.5 years.
But wait, you only said for 2 months.
No, she said she has lost weight under 2 months of house hunting.
I started in November last year.
November last year, and you just packed last week.
Yeah,
that's how many months? 5 months? 6 months?
Yeah, that's about 5 months.
You know you're a professional, so it's easy for you.
Yeah,
it's
easy. 1 year. Last year, sure.
Imagine a professional is easy 5 months, but and you're like two months, you're complaining.
You've not seen anything. You've not carried to 4 hours now. Yeah. Oh, Aja. That's why.
Aja, hey God.
Hey. You looked for us there.
No. I don't need to look for to know Shiggy when I see it. Please.
Yeah, Jeno says, my rent is 300K in Ibadan and it's a 3-bedroom apartment in an OK area.
I'm jealous.
It was a fixer upper, but it's home now.
In what area?
I don't think the person put the area.
Okay.
Fix her up, and it seems like there are a lot of things to fix in the 300K
for 2-bedroom.
So in places like Akobo or Monia, you can get a duplex.
In Monia? Are you sure?
Not 300K. Akobo, you can get a duplex for 800K.
Are these places like all right places or like
Akobo is nice, you know. I think that general paint side or during
300K,
3-bedroom. I'm not sure. I don't think... Is 300 in Akobo? Are you sure?
Maybe not Akobo.
It's like, I'll move to Zibadon.
But for a duplex to be 800K there, it sounds...
Yeah, true.
If you go to like Oluyole in Ibadan, you cannot see her.
Yeah, no.
I Oluyole, Bodija.
Bodija.
No, know. Those places are like soft places. Like soft. The highbrow areas of Ibadan.
But you're not going to spend...
300K, 3-bedroom. That's... 100K per bedroom.
I swear, it's actually very cheap, bro. 1 month, 1 month, I don't suffer anything. I bored the rest of the year.
I swear, I'll be saving 2 weeks before my
bro. Too real.
I'll save you 2 weeks. Nothing like money points, lock savings.
No way. The lock savings will stay up.
I'll be doing lock savings for car. I'll be
lock savings for car.
Lock savings will help you for Jigga, like.
For car.
Or maybe jackpot or something.
I swear.
You know, funny thing, he says it was a fixer upper. I don't think he will spend that much money.
First time I'm hearing that thing.
Fixer upper. Also, you'll be scholar. What is showing in car?
Now I don't know. Actually, I'm meeting with that guy.
No, no, Benjamin English is different. Benjamin literally puts a proverb before his name.
Yeah, he's from Kanye.
Benjamin, shout out to you, bro.
Yeah, it's a stuff.
Well, like, have you guys, what when you moved into your apartment, was there anything you needed to fix and all of that stuff?
No. Luckily for me, it's just the light. So the light was just sparking.
Oh, like the bulbs.
Yeah. And it was coming from the...
I like it when I see when babes move into an apartment, they will change the life of that apartment. Like babes are, you know, very... especially babes that like I've used like 1 year to look for a house and then they find what they want. The one thing about like babes that are like aesthetics or you know we man them, bro. Oh, my house, man, the paints, maybe I'll just paint max. Put my TV, put your game. You have sockets, that's why sockets.
Put your fridge.
Well, you see, shorties, the mirrors they want to buy them curved mirrors. So, like, when they never find an apartment that is close to their taste, I know a girl that she changed door handles.
She changed all the door handles.
She even put a railing. Like, I was asking her, like, you don't want to leave this house. Like,
we should carry it.
I don't know, man. At some point, she said, I wanted to do wooden floor. You don't worry, women that like aesthetics.
Did you say wooden floor?
Yes, no. They want to change the tiles.
Some landlords don't actually approve for you to like make certain changes.
Yeah, while some, I think. Houses that like I miss mostly developers, they can allow you to make whatever. You're just helping them when you move out. You just increase. Thank you. You made this house fine.
Like I know someone who got an inverter, so he didn't request from his landlord. So when they wanted to install the
solar panel,
the guy no agree. Like he did not agree. So I don't know how they sorted that out. So certain landlords do not agree for certain changes. Me, when I got to my apartment, I didn't have to make any change because my building is like relatively new. So. But I had to fix some sockets in the parlor. Some sockets were not working in the parlor. But like every other thing is...
One thing we don't tell you is how, as living in somebody's apartment, is that like, let's say you budget like, this is how much you want to spend per month or whatever. And then as your tap will just, that's when your tap will just say you want to spoil or your sockets, all those little minor things, all those minor details, you know. So like, that's two of those things that like, used to irk me or like, would just be and then, fridge just decides it won't spoil.
Yeah,
all those little things, you know.
Well, I want to say something, Sha. I need people to take care of their houses and not just for yourself. Consider the next person that's moving into the house.
I beg.
I'm actually very
the best go fix up.
I'm actually very serious. Like, I know people that would get into houses.
No, like, you don't even need to consider the next person for yourself. Like, bro, like, fix some things for yourself.
Well, I thought, no, like, for example, when my brother, for example, when he was living in his apartment before he got married, he actually literally, like, fixed some things that were bad just for the idea that the next person that's coming. Or the landlord will complain.
Is a better man than I am.
That's the ideal thing. If we're looking for a better Nigeria. Yeah.
See, my dad has a house, and so one of the tenants that left recently, bro, toilets, the flusher broken. Like, basically, all the toilets. Like, most things were really bad, and we were even wondering how it is we're living.
Yeah,
so you see that when they were leaving, they intentionally broke these things, or these things were bad while they were living there, and they didn't do anything.
Yeah, maintenance of the facilities.
Yeah, so you actually need to maintain it for the next person.
Yeah, so moving on, Jeremy, because I don't think we have time. Time is not much that long on our side. But yeah, Jeremy says, either I say you don't work for PHCN or you are also a professional house hunter. But Jeremy says, for light, if you're looking for a house with steady light, ask which line they use, preferably opt for line 33, as it is an industrial line and they have up to 20 hours of lights per day.
I
go, Jeremy, you go go the meet everybody like, are you on line 33? Is this house on line 33? Jeremy, are you?
I think you can check Ikeja Electric or Echo Electric
on their website.
So the light has different bands.
Okay.
So there are some bands that have really good lights.
It's good to have professional.
I don't know what
because Jeremy didn't really like say much. He just said opts for line 33. Mm. How am I supposed to opt for it?
I don't know. Wait, how do you opt for it?
No, it's not like you opt for it. You check. So different areas have that they are operating on different bands. So when you want to look for house, you check the area that you want to go and check the house.
Line
yes.
So, line,
so I don't know the specific bands that have the better light, but I know it's possible to check.
Mm.
So
are you serious?
Yeah. So, but if you are not that savvy, a very, very good way to check if an area has light.
Yeah.
Once you've checked the house, tell the agent, hey, okay, what's up now? Later now. Then come back and buy pure water. Cold one. From a store close to that place and start gisting with the person. After and they get like, ah, this water cool though.
Oh, that kind of thing. So I actually did that, but I did that after I paid rent. I'm sure the day I moved in. Oh, so that night I went to buy water from Omala and it was cold. No, it wasn't cold. He said no, I have cold water. But he said no, I have cold water. I'm like, Alpha and I would like no did this area or something. Like,
because most of those shops they wouldn't buy cheap generator.
Yes. So they only survive on
Nepa.
Nepa.
So you do that before you move in so that you know if there's light in the area.
Oh yeah, pro for you. I see. I
so but another thing to check out for is depth on your prepaid meter. So that one you can easily check it when you want to load. So you can go to Bipower or any of these guys.
So I want to ask you guys though, which one do you guys prefer?
All these things we just ask now they get lights on this area.
Do you get prepaid or postpaid?
Prepaid.
That's what you prefer.
I prefer prepaid because I can control how I consume power.
True.
Estimated like now, if he wants to travel, he can just switch off his.
Yeah, and then they won't bring bill for you the next month.
I can travel for a whole month, and they will bring any bill they like.
If you use your house,
that's what estimated billing is. You'll just come. You'll be wondering if you have a pure water factory.
So if you're not in your house the whole month, will they still come?
That is for postpaid.
I'm talking of postpaid.
They'll come.
My house postpaid. We've not robbed you yet. Let's not for me this month.
Everybody, I don't even think it's wise to postpaid in 2024.
Well, that's why I went to the house. Like, they said they don't have. I think their prepaid bond or something. So they just said they switched, and Nepal hasn't brought like a new.
Let's see how it goes, Sha.
Yeah, QTMG says, bro. Agent find out for me and my guys, and the guys went and saw everything and started on payment, only for us to come back the next week to find out the landlord has given the crib out to his niece. The guy has said, for fuck's sake.
You can't win. You just can't win.
Look at Emmanuel's one that was the same day. You next week. People are wasting time. Bro, Mr. Gray says, I never paid rent in Nigeria, but my parents got something decent in Aja, Ibrahim Adesoya Estate, and it was about 200K back in 2016. My dad went back and then ran from Lagos. He went back to the house and then ran away from Lagos, bro.
Wow.
Zikoko said, man, this thing is crazy. I can't even share my story here. Anyway, I'm an adult and I'm still with my older brother. I wanted to pressure myself to move out just to have privacy, but more privacy is expensive.
Okay. I can't remember when I was about leaving.
Yeah,
my parents' place actually dipped. Like I reasoned, like, is there any point in like do I really need this privacy? Do you get like I'm okay, free food at home. I can always go to work, come back, blah blah. But I'm like. At some point, you actually have to do it. You can't leave it to the brother forever. Do you get?
Yeah.
So that's.
And I think Zikoko, the longer you wait, the harder it becomes.
Today's price is not tomorrow's price.
It's crazy. So you can chill. Day your brother house. But then remember,
I tend to tell you room service 2 million. Yeah. So you will know how far.
This guy said, Omu Victor, shout out to Omu Victor. He says, I go find house. Wait till my eyes see, made me appreciate how my papa build house. Because why am I paying almost a million for a small box with a toilet?
Yeah, I literally saw one video, bro. One place in Lekki, 700K. Guy, he's like, this, it's just like this room. They just put one. There's no kitchen.
You just didn't know if your movie Victor has been that.
This is big now. This is big.
Stop. This is big.
Ah, but some things I've seen. Please.
This is big.
This is spacious. But some things that they just have. These nights.
So they'll call this to a self-con. Yeah, that's what I'll do.
No, no, don't worry. They're very, very wicked, man. Thank God for
when one was telling me, I was saying this room cannot carry my mattress and my work desk. I said you should file your work desk.
You said you what?
You should file it. Should have desk. Should have desk.
And you know, agents just want to make money. They just want to. Just want to do anything. No,
who are the architects actually like draw these small spaces and?
One thing about Lagos, see this place that we are saying, this is somebody's room and parlor,
bro. And agents come and see gold. You say yes, I found this space, bro.
Is no balcony. I've seen a house with no windows.
Oh,
what was the plan? How did you build this house?
There's a door.
What was the plan? There's a door. So like, person will be on AC.
Toilet in kitchen, like WC inside kitchen. You've not seen it before. Don't worry. You've not seen anything yet.
No, don't worry. Listen, you guys should just make sure you subscribe. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you follow us on social media. I follow Emmanuel. What's yours? Are you on social media?
Yes.
Because you know, professional house hunters and people that acquire properties.
They're always the low key.
Yeah. I'm not really that active. But yeah, you can find me on Twitter, Eruski. Eruskkii.
Okay.
Eruski.
Eruskkii.
All right.
Okay.
Just Twitter. It's the same thing on Instagram, but you're wasting your time.
You don't want to see your picture. Nice one.
You don't see your new property. Shout out to Money Point as well. Make sure you open a Money Point personal banking account today. It's just easy. Just open the app, put your KYC registration ASAP, and everything is easy. Start saving your money. So when you want to buy a house, it'll be easier for you. Or you can move the bar away, you know. You can just save for 3 months, save for 5 months, and then get a 3-bedroom.
Arrows now, 1 month, you can raise that 300k.
I beg. No man kidnap.
These are trying times.
Well, yeah, you guys, shout us everybody, and thank you so much, Emmanuel, for coming.
Thank you.
I actually did learn a lot. I'm actually going to go and check that Ikeja electric thing.
Yeah,
just,
like,
yeah.
Just,
yeah.
Just,
and amazing. Jeremy, Benjamin, Mr. Adedayo as well.
Adedayo.
So who brought that Chinua Achebe quote? Is it Benjamin?
Let's just call him Chinua Achebe now. Yeah.
Benjamin, that's what we'll be calling you now, Chinua Achebe. And like the old thing about using money to make money was one of also the things about, but I think maybe investments are not that risky though. Like maybe investments are good.
If you invest with a platform like Money Points.
Yeah.
I don't think like to risk.
And you can even save. Those of you that like you have money, sufficient money enough for you, you can just save and then just get like interest rates. And that interest rate, you can use it to buy. Maybe you can. That interest rate can even buy your fridge. If you're on 12%,
These times now, like it's not wise to just be keeping money in one.
Keeping money in your bank.
Do you understand? Because there's no increasing. Yeah, just the 100k of this thing. But then if you use like Money Points.
Lock savings and fixed savings.
You're getting
about 14%, 15%.
Adita even gave me an idea. So just imagine taking a loan at 9% annual interest rates, then saving your money, then you're repaying the money monthly.
I don't understand.
It's just something that popped into my head.
Yeah.
So you take a loan, if at a decent interest rate, like say 9%, then you now save your money with Money Point and collect 16% interest rates at the end of the year. So you're paying back 9% interest rates and you're collecting 16%.
So you have minus 9%, that interest.
Yeah, that interest. Kept. A little bit gain.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if Nigeria was a country
I get what he's saying.
This guy.
We can go collect loan.
So we can apply for a loan for Money Points.
Personal loans never come. I don't think personal loans pay yet. But yeah.
Collect loan for Money Points. Put down for Money Points savings. Collect interest. Adedayo, don't worry. Thank you. Do you know funny thing? This might sound like Joe, but it's actually something that I'm thinking about.
If you're in a different country that you can pay rent monthly, this is totally what he said is totally viable.
Yeah. But is this Nigeria system?
It's crazy, man.
Actually, collect loan. I'm still thinking because
don't try.
I beg you, first collect loan.
No, I collect from all those loan sharks that they will text you. That
no,
you, no. A viable institutions there, but that's actually a very good idea because almost 6% increase. Imagine you collect, bro. Imagine you collect 10M and 9% loan interest. That's
crazy, sure. 9% loan interest.
Let me do the math. Let me actually do the math.
9%.
You guys, is that a calculator you're bringing out?
9%. That's about 900K.
Should I write this
for years? 900K. That's 10.9. You're paying 10.9.
Yeah.
And then 16%. That's 1.6 million.
Yeah.
And then 1.6 million minus 900.
700.
So you pay. So you have 700K left for yourself.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
I go run on.
Wow!
I swear,
you see this?
The
money points, fix savings, go see me soon.
I don't give a.
Where is the loan face? It cannot be loan sharp.
No, so if
Pampe,
what is the benefactor? What do you call that thing?
I will use you. I use Emmanuel. Why give me that idea? Collateral, all of them. I use Emmanuel's new property.
Why I go talk like?
Is it possible? To use your landlord's house. Maybe if I want to jack one, I'll just collect loan to jack one.
Go use your landlord's house.
Collateral.
You need evidence now.
So you need evidence of this thing.
We'll just wind up saying, I want you in CFO, apply for a passport or something.
Which landlord will give you CFO? Must trust you.
As in,
if you lost car and go home, but just one or two.
I have another thing. So, sorry that this thing is getting. We said we were going to quit, but we didn't know. Yeah. But yeah, like somebody gave me this idea, like a colleague of mine at that time. Well, I think when I was a copper, he said, what he does is he gives his landlord every year Christmas gift. And I think his landlord is a Muslim. And then when it's time for Ramadan or Ilaya or something, he gives him something. Do you know when they're increasing everybody's rent? They don't increase my guy's rent.
Oh, more serious though. Serious though.
And anytime like payment for something like maybe water treatment, he's always first to pay. He's always on the good side of the landlord. So the landlord took it upon himself to not increase his own rent.
Hmm.
Bro, that's wise though.
Yes, no.
That's actually really.
He said, bro, he said the gift might not pass a box of Thai. Or you just buy kind of this thing, bro. Like,
child save.
Just do you understand? Like, oh, 5 kg semu. Say, okay, end of the year. That kind of thing. Said for the 4 years he was in that house, the landlord did not increase the rent.
Wow.
And they increased it twice for the other people.
Those ones, they should have come and meeting for dope now. How do you do it?
That kind of thing.
They won't know.
They won't know.
You cast yourself.
Yeah. when everybody's complaining.
Nobody really talks about their rent, how much they pay.
Yeah.
So
now updates, you could just look at them.
So yes, you guys, thank you so much for working with us. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye guys.
Make sure you subscribe, share, comment, like, and tell a neighbor to tell a friend. Tell your landlord to listen. Tell your landlord to listen.
If you want to go and inspect house, send this episode.
Send it to your house agent.
Yes. Very important.
Yeah. And send it to anybody that asks one thing as well. Thank you so much. And that's a wrap.
Bye guys.
Bye-bye.